Hey, one last sound check.
Yep, we're good.
Good afternoon. My name is Charles Ackerlo. I'm the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District. This is a public meeting agenda of the Board of Trustees of Sunstone Infrastructure District. We are here today to hold a public session in review of our budget and budget hearing. The date is June 25th, 2026. The time is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We have have in-person trustees together, as well as invited electronic participation. The physical location of this meeting is at 5864 Higley Lane in Grantsville, Utah, 84029, Willow County. Item number one is a welcome and call to order and a declaration of quorum. I'll call upon the district clerk to ascertain the quorum. Mr. Smock.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. You have myself, Matthew Smock, or Matt Smock here. Also joining is Mark Horn.
Present.
And also Charles Ackerbo.
So we have a quorum.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you. Number two item on the agenda is adoptions of the minutes from our prior meeting of June 4th.
You and have, I don't know if that's a typo. It was June 9th.
June 9th. 2026 at 11 a.m. The meeting was held the same structure as we're currently holding this meeting. In attendance were all the board members plus Jay Springer, our district counsel, who is in attendance with us today. Let me ask the board members if had a chance to review the minutes. And if they have, is there a motion to adopt the minutes of that meeting?
Yeah, I'll motion, Chairman, to adopt the June 9th.
I will second that motion.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the minutes from the prior meeting, June 9th of 2026. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is any opposed? It was passed unanimously.
So for the record, so it was a motion by Mark,
Mr.
seconded
Mark,
by Matt.
Right. All right. We now move to the item on the agenda, which is our public hearings. This is for the Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District. Notice of public hearing to consider the adoption of the amended budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. And a final budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027. We're here today to consider both items, and they will be, of course, handled by separate motions. I'm going to call upon Mr. Springer now to explain how the public hearing will work.
Okay, so there will be the public hearing first. We will open both public hearings after a presentation by our budget officer and treasurer, Mark Horn, about the amendments and the budget and what's on there. Then we will go straight into the public hearing by motion, move out of the public hearing that's combined for both of those. And then following that, there is a single written resolution that will be acted on. We will have a 3-minute timer. For the record, I have not received any public comments, written or messages about this meeting ahead of time as posted, and would on site, would you please confirm that there's no members of the public present there, as there weren't a few minutes ago?
Yes, I can confirm that there's nobody on site except for myself.
Thank you. So with that,
let me call on Mark. We're going to call on Trustee Horn to review the attached general fund budget that has been prepared by him and others, and it has both the information of the fiscal year ending 2026 budget and the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. So Mark, walk us through that.
Yeah, happy to. So in front of you, you have the budget. The first column is the original budget that was approved at the beginning of our fiscal year. We're proposing to amend that budget for the year. Some of the significant changes, kind of going on the line, professional services were much smaller than we had originally budgeted. The primary reason on this one is I think our original professional services included some engineering fees, which those are now being categorized with the improvements. And so they're on a separate line item. The debt service is changed to what our debt service actually was. We had two payments that we made this year on our debt service equal to close to what this budget is. And then you can see at the bottom, we're going to end with reserves. The amounts will go back into reserves of about $4.7 million, which then takes me over to our fiscal year 2027. We do anticipate needing to do one assessment, as our interest reserve that we have with our bond will cover the first interest payment, but not all of the second interest payment during the fiscal year. So we'll have an assessment, we'll have some interest income, and then we'll have our carryover of reserves for the district. And then any questions on the expenditures? We do anticipate expending, putting to work the balance of the bond funds this month. So that'll be finishing up our water system, our wastewater system. Still some work with Rocky Mountain Power and Enbridge. But we're hoping to complete all the improvements that the bond was put in place to do. And so the balance of the reserves left are kind of restricted reserves per the bond agreement.
Restricted reserves to complete those improvements, right?
Those are the restricted reserves, Matt. Like the there's that one slush fund, I'll call it, that the bond requires us just to hold in reserve.
Sure.
So we would have to get approval from the bondholders to spend that balance of that reserve.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
This anticipates spending everything that's unrestricted.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And the budget for 2027.
Yeah. Yep.
And that is the budget for reason that we do not yet know what total cost of construction are going to be.
Yeah. Well, I do think it's the balance of our money, but we're going to approve this today as a final budget. And then if there's a change to it, then we'll come back to the board, Chuck, and we'll approve any changes.
So to clarify, the tentative budget was what we approved it as the tentative budget at our last meeting, so that we could bring it to the public hearing and have the public hearing before it becomes final. But yes, then it is subject to amendment during the fiscal year.
If we need to, yeah.
But that's just the statutory terminology.
Good clarification.
Are there any further questions or comments about the fiscal year 2026 amended budget, which we will be reporting at the end of the year to our various constituents, and the 2027 tentative budget? Any more comments or questions about any of those line items? There being none, we have before us a resolution.
We now need to open the public hearing.
Oh, didn't we
do that already?
No, we didn't. We didn't take a motion to open it. We just started the presentation.
Now
we need to open the public hearing and then close it, and then we can move to the action.
So we should do that by motion.
Yeah.
Council. So yeah, I'll motion, Chuck, that we open the public hearing on both the amended fiscal year 2026 budget and the tentative fiscal year 2027 budget.
And I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. We open the floor now to the public for comments. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion passes
Unanimously. All right. On site, you unmuted. Is there an update?
There is still nobody on site except for myself.
Okay.
You want to say anything?
So if we don't have anybody,
we can just close it.
Let's close the file. Yeah. Chair closes the public meeting. Let's go now to the resolution which is before us. And I think we should take the time to be sure we read through this resolution, make certain we understand it. The resolution is entitled Adopting an Amended Budget for Fiscal Year Ending June 30th, 2026, and a Final Budget for the Fiscal Year Ending June 30th, 2027, which is what Mr. Horde's already presented. Whereas clauses in which describes what has been done to prepare these budgets, and that citizens in attendance were permitted to provide written or oral comment, and none were there. We reviewed and considered the tentative amended budget, the laws governing budget adoption and the setting of tax rates, and federal laws governing receipt and disbursement of federal funds have been or will be complied with, and the best interest of the district to adopt the amended budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026, and the final budget for fiscal year ending June 20th, 2027. Be it resolved that the amended budget for June 30th, 2026, and the amounts that are reflected on Exhibit A is hereby adopted. Number two, the budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027, and the amounts reflected on Exhibit A attached here too, is hereby adopted. Three, the district's officers and consultants are authorized to take all actions necessary to carry out the intent of this resolution and to make all filings and postings required by applicable law. Number four, the resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. Is there any further discussion on this resolution? Anybody have any objections to any of the language of the resolution? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
A motion to adopt the resolution.
It has been moved by Mr. Schmock to adopt the resolution. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Seconded by Mr. Horn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. Motion is the resolution is adopted.
And again, because it's an electronic meeting, we do need to state that it's
passed unanimous. Or 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah, you can either state the individual votes or state that it's unanimous if it is.
Now, the next item on the agenda is board reports. Are there any board reports?
Yes,
yeah.
There being none, no need for a closed session this day. So, we have a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn the Sunstone Infrastructure Financing District Board of Trustees meeting.
I'll second that.
Move and second it, all say aye.
And
we are unanimously adjourned.